having yourself a wonderful second half of the weekend. Welcome to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you on this first Sunday in the month of September. I'll tell you what, fall is coming up, that's for sure. Hey, welcome to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. If you're not too familiar with the program here, it is all about Jesus. Yeah, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I'll tell you what, go ahead, grab yourself a cup of coffee. Let's fellowship and let's prepare our hearts and minds on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords right now. It's Keith and Kristen Getty and In Christ Alone here on today's edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. That you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. You can always catch up with the program on Facebook. Yeah, love to connect with you there. Just visit Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Just type that in, Sunday Worship Radio. Would love to connect with you there. You know, a few weeks ago I was sitting in Bible study and just a verse just popped out at me like never before. Has that ever happened to you? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 verse 15 says, "And he," that's Jesus, "died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves." Did you get that? "And he," that's Jesus, "who died for all, that those who live," that's you and me, those who have received Christ, "that those who live might no longer live for themselves." Friend, as we begin a brand new week tomorrow, just remember, we ought to be seeking him for his direction for our life, because we no longer live for ourselves, but we live for the one who died for us. You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, and cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus and live. Oh, and when the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, and live. With your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus.
That's right, magnifying the Lord here on this Sunday. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll here with you today, and our kids are officially back in school. I think they're about a week and a half, 2 weeks in, and so far things are progressing well. So hopefully it will stay like that. That's for sure. I came across this quote from a pastor one time. He said, "The biggest cemetery in the world is where the unused talents of the saints of God are buried."
We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see Jesus lifted high. Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land, that only might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land, that only might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. Step by.
Our plane was in trouble. The airport was preparing for an emergency landing, and our anxious crew was leading an emergency drill. The grandma next to me was understandably very anxious, and thankfully I was pretty calm and able to even encourage my neighbors. Well, we landed safely, and when grandma asked how I'd been so calm, I just said, well, my peace doesn't depend on what's going on around me. It's from who's inside me, my Savior, Jesus. You know, on the hugely stressful night before Good Friday, Jesus said, my peace I give you, not as the world gives. Do not be afraid. Well, that's the peace of knowing you're right with God. Your life is in his hands. You're ready for eternity. It took Jesus' death on the cross for our sins to make this peace with God possible. The Bible says the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And that peace can be yours today if you'll open your heart to this Jesus. We'd love to help. You can contact us at 888-NEED-HIM or chataboutjesus.com, because peace is a person named Jesus.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, come back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Oh, you give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be, blessed be, blessed be your name. Always.
That's me.
music from Matt Redman here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll here, and got my cup of coffee, got God's Word, fellowshipping with you, and I'll tell you what a great way to start off my day. And there was a story of a cowboy driving down the road, his dog riding in the back of his pickup truck, his faithful horse in the trailer behind, and he takes a curve on the highway and suddenly loses control of the vehicle and has a terrible accident. Sometime later, a state police officer comes on the scene, a great lover of animals. The officer's attention was first drawn to the horse. And realizing the serious nature of its injuries, he drew out his service revolver and puts the animal out of his misery. Then walking around the accident, he finds the dog also critically wounded, whining in miserable pain, and he quickly ends the dog's suffering as well. Finally, the police officer locates the cowboy who has suffered multiple fractures and can barely breathe. He said, "Hey, are you okay?" And the cowboy takes one look at the smoking gun in the trooper's hand and quickly replies, "Oh, never felt better." Fred, I'll tell you what, we are pilgrims in this dangerous world, which will wound us at times so badly that it will seem unbearable. Yet in the midst of all of that, we need to remember the promises of God. Promises of Isaiah 40, he says that he gives power to the weak, strength to the powerless. His word reminds us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He promises to give us refuge for those who seek him. Friend, his promises are always true, no matter what situation we're in. So when the world approaches you with a smoking gun ready to put you out of your misery, you can find supernatural strength and simply say, "I've never felt better."
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. And there's a day that's drawing near, when this darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. Victory is won. He is risen from I'm
Yeah, it's Chris Tomlin, his live version of I Will Rise. Beautiful song here on today's edition of Sunday Worship here on listener-supported Great News Radio. Hey, I so appreciate just our time together. I'm looking at that clock over there. It's telling me that our time is running down. And in fact, I had to change the battery this past week because it was running behind. So, yeah, we're flying by. And, you know, I was in the store the other day. I saw a small aisle, just a small aisle of Christmas stuff. Let's just take it one step at a time. How about that? Hey, don't go too far. We got some wonderful Christ-centered programming coming up here on Great News Radio. Don't forget tomorrow, Mark Burns will help you get through your Monday for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. In the meantime, though, you can always catch up with me this week, joey@greatnewsradio.org, joey@greatnewsradio.org. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.